Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Jorge Cañellas, attorney, CPA, empresario. And we're talking about new businesses. What do you call your distribution company?
It's called Vinos de Mallorca.
Vinos de Mallorca, yeah, okay. Not tremendously creative, you know, right down to the descriptive. A typical CPA way of...
Well, actually, I had to think about it because I said, what if I decide to import wine from other places?
Yeah.
Is Vinos de Mallorca a very... specific name to...
And there's a Menorca, no?
There's a Menorca.
And you have a wine from Menorca, no?
Yeah.
So you violated your...
No, but it's all part of the Balearic Islands, so okay. I don't feel bad about it.
Even
choosing the name sometimes can be challenging in that sense.
Yeah. So in terms of promoting and marketing over this year period, what has been your strategy and looking back and looking forward, what do you think you've done right and what do you think you have to do better? You know, what learning experience as an entrepreneur have you gone through in this process?
Well, we have marketed the company through one of these wine magazines that there is in Puerto Rico. We also did a couple of launchings, one where we had friends and actually one of those associations of wine lovers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then another special tasting was done for like restaurant owners, supermarket owners and that kind of thing. We also having, for example, an activity this weekend at the private club, Caparra Country Club. We're gonna have one in Palmas del Mar next month, and I think we're having one in November, probably in Casa de España. So this is part of what we need to do. Yeah. But in order to market it, a lot of it is actually one-to-one.
Right.
Going one-to-one with
and
the
you're
restaurant.
Doing it, and you say we. Who's we? Is it the royal we?
Well, actually,
it's like
I,
the politicians. When they get in trouble, they say we, you know, and they, when they do something really good, they say I.
Well, I do have a public relation person.
Okay.
And I did have like an assistant for a while, and I'm in the process of hiring another one because that person was sort of like part-time and he decided he needed a full-time job.
Okay.
So he did. So I'm in the process of hiring somebody else. But this is a very learning experience. Sometimes I think I'm gifting away more wine than I'm selling, you know?
Right.
Because every time you go to a restaurant, normally I take along maybe, four bottles of wine or
right,
six.
Right, right.
So that we can do a sort of like a private tasting, you know?
Yeah, and these guys don't drink it. They kind of throw it away, so you kind of feel even worse. they supposedly just swirl it and then,
Well, and of course, once I open a wine bottle, it's not like I'm going to take them with me, right? I mean, some people say, but normally, you leave them there.
Sure.
Sometimes they want to try the wine with other people.
Sure, there's some friends come along.
Friends
to the
come along.
What are you doing, you know? What do you got?
Well, it's been a challenge because, I mean, you visit all of these restaurants. They say like there's like 4,000 restaurants in Puerto Rico or so. I'm sort of like the new kid in town, you know, and so you go into a restaurant and maybe this restaurant has some type of an arrangement with a wine company, one of these large distributors, where they get some special deals, some discounts or whatever. You know, I'd rather not get into much of details.
Right.
I've heard a little bit
but
of
it's
everything,
it's a very normal.
I'm coming in, you know, obviously these wineries don't have a lot of money to be paying advertising in newspapers or to be giving away, you know, significant amount of wine and so on and so forth. Well, in reality, I'm more or less, on my own. I even had a meeting recently with the Spanish commercial office in Puerto Rico because, among other things, they are trying to promote Spanish wines, which is probably still number one in terms of sales in Puerto Rico, even though there's still a lot of competition. But it's not like the Spanish government is in a position also to give subsidies to importers.
Especially this day and age.
With the economy in Spain the way it is. So.
Well, by coincidence, when we were having lunch, we ran into the Spanish consul, and we ran into the new head of a Spanish bank, and so it was a. This is continuous, you know, give out your card, continuous networking, touching back with people that you've met. So
yeah, it's like I tell them, well, if you need a tax advisor, here's my card. And if you need, if you like wines, here's my other card.
You
know?
You have to move, you have to move, shift very quickly. So, and overall, you're enjoying the process. You're happy you got into
Well, of course. I mean, the wineries are all, small. They're like family businesses. Many of these wines are unique because, many of these grapes are indigenous grapes to Mallorca, and so the wines themselves are unique. And they're also traditional wines, like Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Noir, Syrah, Merlot, Chardonnay, and mixed, and they mix them also, the different grapes. So it's a new product. And I think the reception has been very, very good.
Very good. And there was one special one you mentioned, organic.
One of the wineries called Can Mayoral that has five different wines, and it's what they call ecológico or organic.
Right.
What means that it no pesticides,
right.
And it's supposed to have a lot less sulfites.
Okay.
I mean, it has to have some sulfites, otherwise it can get ruined, but that's ideal wine for people who are asthmatic or allergic,
That's it. Well, tremendous. I've loved the wine before. I liked it at lunchtime, so I know you're going to have success with that. Now, let's go back to another business, and this one which you have with your wife and with your wife's family. Tell us how you started out. This is Party City. Tell us how that business came about. It's about 20 years old, right? We'll be about 20 years old next year.
Yeah, the idea for Party City came along more or less in 1991, when my sister-in-law was living in Baltimore. Her husband was studying specialty at Johns Hopkins. He's an ophthalmologist. My wife decided she wanted to visit them, and so she went up to Baltimore, and they were looking into, when Vivian, my sister-in-law, was going to come back to Puerto Rico, what to do, other things to do, besides being a housewife and so on and so forth, and so they went to a franchise show, and Party City was commencing at that time. And there were two crazy-looking people there that were the owners of the franchise.
Right.
And they liked the idea because, and I agree with them, Puerto Rico didn't really have a similar place to Party City where you could get all, kinds of party goods under one roof. And so I went to, a few days later, I went to Baltimore, and I visited one of the stores, and I said, this is a great concept. Puerto Rico needs this. So that's more or less where we started in discussions with Party City. We finally ended up with reaching an agreement where if we open five stores within 5 years, we would get the territory of Puerto Rico. And eventually we're opening the first store in San Patricio, followed by Mayagüez and Bayamón in 1994, Carolina in 95, and then lastly, Caguas around 2000-2001.
Yeah, you didn't make the 5 years. We needed
to request an extension of the 5 years, which was very stressful. The problem was that Plaza Centro's extension was being had been delayed. And actually, what we did is we opened at a former Discovery place or Discovery Zone place. Not at the original site we were going to open, because that site became available in time for us not to violate the additional year that we were given. So it was a little bit stressful, just trying to get that additional year and actually opening the fifth store within that additional year, but we made it.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be back, right back. I'm with Jorge Cañellas, CPA, an attorney, and empresario. We'll be right back.